Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, the Fragrance Fanatic. I just wanted to check in and be like, literally, do not let anybody else's thoughts influence you. I was thinking the other day, I was like, I hate the word realistic. I really hate when people are like, oh, you're not being realistic. What the hell is realistic, boo? I was a little teen. I probably smelled like shit, and I figured out how to not smell like shit with fragrance. Weird analogy, but I hate it because how can you measure somebody's abilities? How do you know the scope and the lengths to which people are willing to go to achieve what they want to get? How do you know if somebody is not able? What's realistic for some person might not be realistic for another person, but just because it's not realistic for you doesn't mean it's not realistic for the other person, right? So let's say, okay, most of us have two legs, right? And we say, oh, getting into the Olympics is so hard, you know, it takes so much energy, but you can get there if you put in the energy, right? And you put in the work. Or it's so hard, it's so competitive, or whatever, like only a few percentage of people get in. You know you can change statistics, right? Like it could be 5% now, but like it could be a lot later, like a lot more later. Like you can change statistics if you are good enough. Just focus on the quality you provide to people. Moreover, there's dudes competing in the Paralympics, which is it's still the Olympics, who do not have legs at all. Bro, you have two legs. Don't talk to me about unrealistic. These dudes have no legs and were still able to compete. Think about that. Even if the Paralympics came around a bit after the Olympics, somebody was like, you know what? I could do this. I could compete. They make the same amount as, some of them make the same amount as the Olympians, like the normal Olympics. What's the difference? There's a minor difference, bro. They're still competing in like a huge worldwide sport competition and are major athletes. They are still paid professional athletes, despite some of them literally not even having two legs. That's amazing. If there is no table for you, and I think Beyonce said this in one of her like class of 2020 like speeches. If there's no table for you, make your own table, babes. Like, do not let somebody else's ignorance or somebody else's limitations limit you. Even if it's your parents, just don't even listen to them. I'm done. I'm over it. They literally are so intimidated by me, you have no idea. Anyways, ciao. See you guys soon.